We come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today, because I know you're going to be very blessed by a message by my father, Brother Hardy, entitled The Secret Place of the Most High from Psalm 91. You know, I pray this psalm over my family every day. I know that these promises are timeless and these words are powerful. I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this beautiful message by Brother Hardy, The Secret Place of the Most High.
Before you sit down, get somebody there and say, Jesus is my all in all, and I'm going to praise Him. Yes, I am. Hallelujah! He's worthy to be praised. No better one to call on in time of trouble than Jesus. You don't know what to do? Call on Jesus. You don't know who to turn to? Call on Jesus. How many say amen? Said, just call on me. I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. I'm so glad I'm saved. And I'm so glad I got such a great Savior. I believe He can keep me from falling. I believe He can supply all of my need. I believe He can defeat all of my enemies. I believe He can keep me from demon power. How many believes that? There is no fear in love. Or there's nothing to fear in love. Now, what is love? Love is our dwelling place. And in our dwelling place of love, there's nothing to fear. God is what? God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. There is no fear in love. Our dwelling place is the God of love. And in our dwelling place, there's nothing to fear. Talk about demons and all right away. People get chills, get scared. How many's got Jesus in you? Say it, greater is He in me than the devil and the demon out there. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. How many say amen? I'm a child of God, and Jesus and the Spirit of God's in me, and the demon and the devil's in the world, but greater is Jesus and His power in me. My God, I got it made. I'm dwelling in love, and Jesus is dwelling in me, and I got nothing to fear. Where I'm dwelling at, there's nothing to fear in there. I looked all over my house of love, and there's nothing to fear. There's no goblins in there. There's no sickness in there. There's no demons in there. There's no disease in there. How many say amen? There's only God there. There's only peace there. There's only joy there. There's only victory there. First question in the Bible that God asked man. If you got a Dake's Bible, he's got a symbol of all questions. And you can find it real fast. But you know what the first question when God asked man, He said, Adam, where art thou? And the Holy Ghost tonight is seemingly saying, Christian, child of God, or just plain person, where art thou? Because where you're at and where your dwelling place is going to determine the circumstance in your life. Where are you? Now, if you're dwelling in love, which is God Himself, you have nothing to fear. There is no fear or nothing to fear in love. And God is love. Now, I'm quoting the apostle of love in his first letter, 1 John. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. Where are you? And if you're dwelling in God or the love of God, there's nothing to fear. You have no basis for your fear. Now remember, we preached last night, the just shall live by faith. And I'm assuming if you're a child of God, you got faith. In fact, I know if you're a child of God, you got faith. Romans 12:3 said, God has dealt every man the measure of faith. But are you using that faith, and is it producing life? And if you've got faith in your love God, your house, your dwelling place, then you don't have anything to fear. You out there? I believe the 91st Psalm, the first verse said, whosoever,
he that dwelleth
in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When the devil tells me that God left me, I said, oh no, he ain't a sea shadow. How many say amen? Said, no, he hasn't left me. His shadow's overshadowing me. I'm dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, the hidden place. That's in his love. And I'm so close to him, I can see his shadow. Read on.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust.
Will you say it? David said it. Can you say it? I will say of this Lord, I will say of this God, he's my refuge. You know what a refuge means? A place of safety. I said a refuge is a place of safety when danger, when evil and destruction is in the land and pursuing you, you run to a place of refuge. You know who my place of safety is? My love place. My love dwelling place. Almighty God. And when I get in my love place, when I begin to settle down in his nest of love, and all of that fear and all of that destruction and all the demons, they don't bother me because I see the shadow of El Shaddai, the Almighty. I said, when the mighty enemy comes, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I run to my refuge, my place of safety, my place of security, my hiding place. It's a secret place. The Bible said there is a way that no vulture's eye has seen, neither has the unclean. God ordered it secret. Honey, I'm hid with Christ and God. That's the secret place, and the devil can't find me. He don't know where it's at. And it's here in the love of God. It's in the pavilion. It's in the secret place. It's under the shadow of El Shaddai. Glory to God. Read that again. Second verse.
I will say of the Lord.
Now you know what the word Lord here is? Do you know what the Hebrew word is translated Lord here? It's when Moses, 40 years, he was going up the side of that mountain. I wouldn't be afraid to say he knew every blade of grass. He knew every tree that ever grew in them 40 years. He knew every blade of grass. Oh, but this time, honey, something was happening amongst the trees that never happened before. Him and he say amen, and he said, I got to go and see this wondrous, this terrible, this mighty sight. Him and he say amen, said, my God, that bush is on fire. Him and he say amen, but it ain't burning up. I got to turn aside and see this phenomenon, this miracle. You know what happened, honey? God got in that bush. And I tell you what, whenever God gets in, it gets on fire. Yeah, it does. Because he's the spirit of burning, and he's the spirit of holiness. And if he gets in you, you're going to be burning with the fire of God, and you're going to be holy with the righteousness of God, because he's the spirit of burning and the spirit of holiness. Glory to God. And he said, I got to turn aside and see this wondrous sight. And when he did, a voice came out of the bush. Now it is a miracle bush. First of all, it's on fire and it's not being consumed. And now voices are coming out of the bush. And the voice said, I am the God. I am the creator of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Boy, you're standing on holy ground. Get
your shoes off. Amen. And say amen. Glory to God. And he said, I have heard the sighs, and I saw the tears of my little ones by reason of their evil taskmaster down in Egypt. And I've come down to deliver them. Amen. And say amen. And I'm going to send you to be my rod of deliverance, because I saw their tears. I heard their cries. Honey, some things make God come down. Hey, when God's children begin to cry, and when God's children begin to sigh, God comes down to deliver. Hey, I said there's something that will make God come down. He came down and stopped at Abraham, and he said, Abraham, the cry of wickedness has come up, and I come down to destroy. Hey, there's two cries going up, and the one that cries the loudest is the way God's coming down. That's why the devil tries to keep you from praying and getting a burden and crying, because the cry of wickedness is great. And when God is held by the attention of the cry of wickedness, he comes down to destroy. But when he hears the cry of his little ones, he comes down to deliver. Amen. And say amen. Down this place tonight, and he's going to destroy and deliver. He's going to destroy the works of the devil and deliver his children. Here in the Hebrew, God's playing on the words. You don't see it in English. But the word Lord is, Moses said, I can't go down there and deliver them. They ran me out the last time. He said, but this time you tell them you met God. You met the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of everything. You met El Shaddai, the Almighty, the Pentecreator, the Omnipotent One. He said, but when they asked me, when I tell them I met the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they're going to say, what's their name? He said, if you met that God, what's his name? He said, you go down there and tell him, I am that I am, sent you. You go down there and tell him, I am.
Amen, and what a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the secret place of the Most High, from Psalm 91. I believe this message is one of great encouragement to every Christian, especially in these evil days of terrorism and uncertainty and so many anti-Christian elements. We know we have an adversary who desires to devour us, but we know that whosoever is born of God keeps himself from the world, and the wicked one toucheth him not. And that's because we are hid with Christ in God in the secret place of the Most High. That's where we are abiding, resting, fixed and stable under the shadow of the El Shaddai. This means the mighty God whom no foe can defeat. Now, we want you to have a copy of this message for your own personal spiritual library. We are sure it will be a comfort to your heart again and again. And it is available in audio tape and CD for a love offering of at least $10 to the radio ministry. Send your love gift of $10 or more and ask for offer 107T for the audio cassette tape or 107CD for the CD. Send your love offering to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, you can go online at rghardy.org. Remember, for your love gift of at least $10 and asking for offer number 107T for the tape or 107CD for the CD of this beautiful message, The Secret Place of the Most High. Now, even if you do not wish to place an order, we still greatly desire to hear from you, and we truly do need your financial support to maintain this program over this station. We pray you will write today and tell us how the broadcast is blessing you, and enclose your very best love gift when you write. The mailing address again is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or visit us at rghardy.org.